broadcasting over the electric rainbow, directly into your ear holes. Here's Lee and Math with a snug.
Hello, yes, top of the morning to you. It's March the 17th. It's show 850. I'm Math, and over there in Prestatyn is the always awesome Lee.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Oh, it's that day, isn't it? Yes, of course.
Tis.
St. Patrick's Day. Oh, you'd think I'd have had wallpaper in the background, wouldn't you?
Or at least a Guinness.
Did you see my post yesterday with my Guinness can? For Facebook, for my quiz.
Oh, yes, for today's quiz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm so pleased with how that turned out.
Oh. That's weird, isn't it? I've even got a song, Irishy, for tonight.
Irishy?
Irishy, yeah.
Okay.
But we never do St. David's song.
No.
Do we?
It's the one.
Because we don't celebrate it.
No, we should.
People don't care. I don't get to do a St. George one either. People just, it seems to be that we've decided the Irish saint is the one that we're going to have a party with.
Yeah.
So
I think maybe he's probably the one you'd most want to have a party with. Possibly.
He's the one that brings the keg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go all St. Patrick's. There we go.
Okay, good background.
Thank you.
For the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so what have you been doing this week?
Oh.
It sounds to me, in my ears,
mm-hmm.
And on your face,
mm-hmm.
that you might be broadcasting from a new PC.
New PC, yes.
New to you.
New to me. It's not brand new. I bought it off my son.
Wow.
So I bought him a Mac Mini.
And you choose to use his computer.
Yeah.
You purchased a Mac Mini.
Yeah.
And you're using his.
Yeah. It's great.
Oh, okay. Well, I imagine for the computer that you were using, this is quite different.
Oh.
Quite faster.
It hasn't hung once or anything.
And can you have more than five tabs open on your browser? And
yeah.
Stuff? Wow.
Yeah. I've got Photoshop. I've got Illustrator. I've got Streamlabs. I've got Chrome with multi-9 windows open, virtual DJ, and it hasn't crashed once.
Wow.
Oh,
well,
I'm a new man.
Exciting times.
Mm. Very much so. Yeah, so
right.
I have got a new lease of life. Now literally just click of a button, things happen. As opposed to set the timer on my phone to go make a cup of tea, have a sleep, come back, and oh, there we go, Photoshop's opened.
So, though, now,
mm-hmm.
if everything goes crap, you can't blame your machine.
No.
That's the only problem now.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't blame it yet, but let's see how we get on.
I'm expecting great things from you for the rest of the show.
Ooh, well, we'll see.
In fact, it might not even be long before you host a show.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
The audience don't believe it.
What a sense of humour you have. Oh, dear.
Oh, well.
Yeah, thank you, Tamara. Don't over-exaggerate. Told you a million times.
I mean, it's not like you need to use the broadcasting software because we don't use it anymore. You know how to broadcast through Zoom. You don't have any excuse.
I'll find one. Just give me time. Give me time.
Oh, dear.
I've got a thing and I still don't know how to work it. Maybe we could try it out now. It's to make my voice go changey. But for the life of me.
Okay, give it a go.
Yeah, like that. Mine just sounds stupid when I got it working, but I don't fully know how it works. That's supposed to work now, but it doesn't.
Not on Zoom, it's not, no.
Right, so I'm supposed to be, let's have a look. Let me find that one. I don't know, no. Because I can't hear myself. I don't even know whether that is working or not.
No, it's not. Do you know how good your computer is?
Yeah.
Your computer is so good that there's no lag between Zoom and Zencaster. I haven't muted your Zencaster and I'd not even noticed till now.
Oh,
because I was
okay.
I was just going to go and do something with it. And it's like, oh, Shit.
Is
that's
that...
good.
Oh, good. That's good then. Okay.
Yeah. Does it have echo as well?
Oh, it has got echo, but it doesn't freaking work. You're an absolute teaser.
Sorry.
Okay. Work on that. Rome wasn't built in a day, and I can't manage everything in a week.
Yeah, you've only had a new computer for a few days.
Yeah. Look, I mean, look, can you see my eyes? Look how many, all the bags under
very
my
baggy.
Eyes.
Very baggy. Louis Vuitton would be very
proud
jealous of those
yeah,
bags.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. I haven't even got a drink ready for this.
What?
I know. Thanks, Tamara. Just rub my nose in it. So Maff's rubbing my face in it because he can do fantastic effects and I can't. I'm thirsty and she's got two drinks there.
Yeah.
It's a bit selfish.
The blood of small children.
Really, really thirsty. The good thing is my cans are literally just outside the office.
Right. So what, are you wanting a small break while you go and get them?
It's,
is that what you're
it's
saying?
Probably going to take me 20 seconds to get there and back.
Okay, we'll have a bit of Girl from Ipanema then.
Oh, you could just pad.
Oh, well, get running then.
All right, I'm going. I've got really long headphones, so I could probably keep these on.
I wouldn't.
What a while.
Oh, dear. I'm not padding, I'm just going to cut it out.
See, proper celebrate Irish style today.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a bowl of Lucky Charms. Or Guinness on your Lucky Charms.
Well, Lucky Charms is a food, isn't it?
It is. It's a breakfast cereal. Yeah, this, so that's not really a food.
No. But this is how hectic my life's been since... What I don't even know what day is today. Wednesday. So, since Sunday...
Yeah?
I had a pot noodle to eat on Sunday.
And is that your shake? Is that your meal replacement
no,
shake?
No, not on that yet. Not on that yet.
Oh, right, okay.
No. So, yeah, pot noodle and two garlic sausage wraps. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Monday comes, nothing. Not even crisps, not even a snack.
All day?
All day.
What?
Tuesday comes, I didn't eat until 9 o'clock last night.
Bloody hell.
So that's,
I thought you were looking thin.
That's about 52 hours without food.
Right.
I just had it in my head. I just haven't got time. I haven't got time. I can't even...
Got to sort this audio
I
out.
I can't break. Because I knew I had a quiz coming up today and I had to make sure that it was working. That was my deadline. So I was kind of stressed.
Right.
To say the least.
So 7 pizzas after the show.
Yeah, actually, I don't have an appetite.
Right.
Lynette offered me a sausage and bacon and egg bap for my breakfast this morning. I'm like, no, I'm okay, thanks.
You've got to eat something or you'll get fat.
I understand. I'll have that bulbous belly, won't I?
Well, no, not that, but your body decides that you're in starvation, so it starts to store fat.
Oh, can't
wait. It makes you fatter.
Can't
wait. You don't eat. I know. So.
Damned if I do, I'm damned if I don't. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So have you done anything else interesting this week, other than trying to sort out your computer? I understand that's probably taken up all of your week.
No, that's literally it. I haven't focused on anything. I've watched very little telly, if anything at all. I might have watched the odd episode of something or other. But... No, not been anywhere, not seeing anybody. It's
right.
Totally focused on getting all this set up. And I'm comfortable now. I like the way everything's working. I've got a super duper computer. I'm in a good place. Happy chicken.
Good. Let's hope you've got a long quiz then, seeing as there's nothing else happening. And it's a good job we've got emergency questions. It's been over a year. It's done as well as emergency questions. As I was saying, it's given us a year of it, over a year, in fact, of enjoyment. It's given us 15 months. But we're finally at the end of the questions from Richard Herring's Emergency Questions book. However, we're still going to have a slot called Emergency Questions, and we're going to still put the plug... for the book in the show notes. because I can't be bothered changing the code for the page.
Okay.
So we've got two final questions, and then we're moving on to a PDF that I downloaded from a website called Thought Catalog, called Would You Rather?
Okay.
So let's do the Richard Herring ones first. Bonus question number 8. If you could burn one famous building to the ground without harming anyone, which one would you pick?
Oh, I don't think I've got an arsonist's bone in my body, to be honest with you.
I struggle. I can't think of anywhere that has offended me.
No.
That I want to get rid of.
Because if you do it out of malice and you set fire to a building, then the people that you want to spite will claim money on the insurance and probably be better off.
Yes. Is there perhaps, I don't know, an ugly landmark you'd like to get rid of? Perhaps.
No.
Okay.
No.
No.
That's a tough question, though.
I mean, obviously, if it didn't have the without harming anyone, you'd be around Paul Grady's house straight away.
Oh, yeah.
Paul O'Grady.
But as long as he's having a dinner party with Sandy Toksvig and
Noel Fielding.
Yeah, Noel Fielding, then, you know. But no, I wouldn't.
What, you could cheer Tamara up if you invited the Beach Boys round and they were doing the music? She'd let you off then.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I can't think of one either.
I struggle to believe that if you ask a normal person that question, they would have an answer for that question. I mean, who's ever thought about doing that? Setting fire to somewhere?
Well, generally speaking, day-to-day thinking about it, arsonists. But for the point of conversation, I don't think it's something you would have thought of
no
before.
Because in 50 years, I've never had this conversation.